Tuscaloosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Off quick, sitting in the dark with a shared cigarette, seeing eye to eye and heart to heart. But maybe I'm just getting old. Used to work, but now it don't. A long gone drive, you know the kind where you take a turn and you don't know why, but it clears your mind, a surefire cure. I need something strong. A little longer. I could use a love song that takes me back just like that when it comes on to a time when I wouldn't roll my eyes at a guy and a girl who make it work in a world that for me so far just seems to go so wrong. Yeah, I could use a love. behind a curtain now. That magic rush feels like a trick that isn't working, but I haven't lost all hope yet. Yeah, it's hurting, but it ain't dead. I could use a love song. It takes me back just like that when it comes.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. Wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. Frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, girls, some raspberry wine, I go back.
Catching summer fade, the fall growing up too fast, and I do recall.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Well, we're back here at Woodtrust Bank Field as the Assumption Royals trail it at halftime to the Cardinals of Pacelli by the score of 13-6. Brewers came up running short tonight as they fall to the Rockies 3-2. And the Packers trailing right now as well, 7-6.
But they're on the move.
That's the one good news that we have here at halftime for you so far if you're a Royal Packer and Brewer fan. And, of course, tomorrow the Badgers will be in action. They will be taking on the Coyotes of South Dakota, and we'll have the pregame activities kicking off for you at 12:30 tomorrow on our sister station, AM 1320 WFHR. Our game started off with the Royals getting the opening kickoff and traveling 670 yards in nine plays as Joseph Johnson took a little pitch to the right side and to the house. The two-point conversion failed, and the Royals led it 6-0. That was at the 7:51 mark of that first quarter. And then with just 46 seconds left in quarter number one, a 10-yard touchdown pass of their own for the Cardinals from Jake Williams to Malise Badoon. It was 13 plays, 62 yards, and Badoon kicked the PAT and kicked the Pacelli Cardinals into a one-point lead, 7-6. And then with 7:02 remaining in the first half, second touchdown pass of the ball game from Williams to Zane Phyllis of 32 yards. This one capping a seven-play, 90-yard drive. Bobbled the snap on the conversion attempt, tried to throw it, was ruled down, and it was no good, and the scoreboard thus reads 13-6. Now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
All right, we're going to start with Pacelli here as they have 15 carries, 114 yards. That is mostly led by Bryce Flaker, as he has 11 touches for 98 yards, followed by Eric Reinke, 3 for 23, and Jacob Williams, he's one carry, and he lost 7 on that, as that was a sack of the quarterback. So good job for the Royals on that particular situation, as the Packers just scored, so that's good news for everybody here, and good news for America, really, to be honest with you. So we'll go with it. We'll leave it at that. That's my political statement for the broadcast. Packers scored. It's good for America. Jacob Williams, he is 3 for 7 passing for 55 yards. Malise Badoon has 1 reception, 18-yard touchdown. And then, of course, Zane Phyllis, he's 1 reception for 32 yards, and Ranky's 1 reception for 5. Pacelli has 1 fumble. They did recover it their own, and they have 4 penalties for 25 yards, as they also have 9 first downs. The Royals on the flip side there, they are led offensively by Wiley Cornwell. He's 20 touches, 132 yards, no scores for the young man wearing blue and white. Joseph Johnson, he's got 3 carries for 23 yards. Braxton Steiner, 1 carry for -3. And then young Mr. Kalen Ott, 1 touch, no yards. It's 25 touches for 125 yards. Steinert's 0 for 2 passing. No passing yards, obviously, not completing a pass. There are 7 first downs for the Royals, all rushing. And they have 4 penalties for 30 yards. They've also put the ball on the turf twice, and they recovered them both as well. So we have that going for them, as they only had 3 possessions in that first half. So this, I'm not trying to jinx it by any means. This game's booking, Randy. Not going to complain too much.
It is. Quan Tran going to get his first chance to put foot to ball, as Royals will be kicking from left to right, north to south. here on half number two, and squibs it along the ground. It took a great big hop. The Royals going to get a chance to get on top of it. I think they got it at the 30-yard line.
Yes, they did. All right.
Wow. One of the upmen for the Cardinals just decided not to get on it. I don't know if he thought it was like a punt so that, you know, it would just be down, but he made a big mistake there, and now the Royals at the Pacelli 29-yard line, first and 10. What a break for Assumption.
Yeah, I mean, that's statistically a fumble. So Royals get a break. Hopefully they can not, well, we'll see if they can
take
pull back within
of
a point,
yep.
or if they can go up by a point here, if they go for two and make it. So good deal for the Royals. That's a heck of a start to the second half.
Braxton Steinert will pitch it around the right side. Joseph Johnson, the 30, the 25.
Fumble.
He fumbles the ball. And fortunately, the Royals had a couple guys trailing the play, and I think they got on top of it. They did. It was recovered out there by Thomas Hanno. So he got to about the 20, but the ball went back to the 22-yard line. Still going to be a pickup of 7 on the play.
Yeah,
second
I'm just,
down and 3.
I'm just giving them 7 on it. Just be done with it.
A lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
We're not official anyway.
We're officially something, maybe.
Well, that's true.
Asking our significant others.
Ha, Steinert hands it off to Cornwell. How many yards did he have in the first half?
Wiley Coyote Cornwell, 20 touches, 132 yards.
Give him six more. First
down, Royals. All right, if you insist.
First and 10 down to the 16-yard line. He's been running very hard the two games that we've seen him play.
He's been the leading rusher, I think, as far as I know. As far as I know, he has been the first 2 weeks as well, so... We'll keep riding the horse. It's getting you to where you want to be, so the expression kind of goes. A play on that one.
Here's a run up the middle, and flags fly. So going to get to about the 13. I think I saw flags fly.
No, it was a football on the far side. Kids playing catch. It caught me, too. So
maybe they'll put it at about the 12 instead. Gain of 4 on that carry.
Yep.
Second down and 6 for Assumption. Packers got a touchdown, but I don't think they got the extra point. Maybe they went for 2.
Yeah, I think they went for 2.
So they now lead it 12-7 in Brazil.
Brazil.
Steinert will take, will turn, give it off on the dive off the right-hand side, and once again they throw Steinert down back at the 23-yard line. They are not adverse to hitting him every time because they have the right to because it could be a fake, and they just go through with the tackle. No gain on that play.
Right.
He's
I mean, it's
taking a beating.
At some point,
sure.
You know, as Sullivan or Steinert himself got to say something, be like, hey, some of this is getting excessive. And that last one I thought was, personally, having watched it happen.
I was watching the official. He wasn't even looking at him that time. He was kind of watching the play. There's Wiley straight ahead to the 9-yard line for a gain of 3 again. It'll be 4th and 3 from the 9.
That brings up another situation where, I mean, do you this? I mean, it is 4 down territory. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. What do you do?
Steinert comes over almost all the way to the sideline. Coach Sullivan relays the play on to him. And see what the blue and white can come up with here on the 4th and 3 on this opening possession of quarter number 3. One wide out on the bottom of the screen. Man in motion. Oh, they got him to jump. A lot of Cardinals came offside. A lot of Royals doing clapping. Let's wait for the official's call. And it is offside on White. So that'll be first and goal to goal as they will march it down to the 4-yard line. Even 5 on that should probably be about the 4.5, but we'll take it.
Randy Paul owes it.
So Royals looking to break the plane of the goal line and see if they can't, as you said earlier, pull within 1. Maybe tie it with an extra point or take a 2-point, go for the 2-point conversion and take the lead. Let's get that across the goal line first. Steinert's going to keep
her.
He'll go to the left side behind the left tackle and get himself to the 3-yard line. Looked like he got a lot more than that 1 yard. It'll be second and goal from the 3.
2 carries, negative 2 yards there for the young man. And Kusa and Mauston really booking. They're halfway through the second quarter, or third quarter, excuse me, still tied 8-8. Nakusa with the ball driving.
Hand off up the middle. Did he get in? Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. Wiley Cornwell breaks the plane, and the score now reads 13-12, pending the conversion. Let's see if they go for one or two.
25 touches, 148 yards. First score on the ground for the young man.
And it does appear that the Royals will go for the two-point conversion here at the 8:27 mark. Their opening possession after recovering that kind of pooch kick on the opening kick of the second half. Johnson in motion. They'll hand it off to Cornwell. Did he get in? Yes!
I thought so.
Two-point conversion is good. And the Assumption Royals take the lead by the score of 14-13. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back with more right after this.
Honey, why is it so hot in here? Did you turn off the AC again?
No. I haven't touched it.
Well, here's the problem. The power is out. Woo, it's really getting warm.
What? It's 2 a.m. What do we do? If only we had another way to power the house in case of emergencies.
I'm calling Econ Electric as soon as they open. I'm sure they can get us set up with a Generac generator in no time. Faster the better, if you ask me. This heat is deadly.
Good idea, babe. Here's the number. 715-423-8440.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
So the pooch kick was recovered by the Assumption Royals to start half number two. And they took it 29 yards. Took them seven plays, but they punched it into the end zone thanks to Wiley Cornwell. And he also got the two-point conversion. And now we see the Royals on top with 8:27 to go in half, quarter number three, I should say, 14-13. There's that little squib
kick. Trying to
do
it again.
It's going to be close, but I think this time it's going to be recovered by Pacelli, Zane Phyllis, who already has a touchdown behind his name, recovers it at halfway between the 44 and 45-yard line. We'll call it the 45-yard line of Pacelli.
I think they're marking 44.
Are they now? Let's go 44 then.
Yeah, it looks
see,
like.
He's standing at the 44, but the marker's halfway. Let's see where he knocks it down.
They don't even know what they're doing.
He's putting it down at the 44. Okay. First and 10. First possession of half number two for Pacelli.
We love our officiating crews, but they don't even know what they're doing.
There's the fake to the up back and to give it to the back back. That, of course, is Bryce Flaker, and he is grabbed around the waist, spun around a few times, and they blow the whistle and say a loss of two back to the 42-yard line, and it'll be second and 12.
Middle third quarter, Everest is still beating Rapids 20-6.
Should talk a little bit about that. Finished that Nakusa game last week.
Boy, Randy, all I can tell you on that is I've been around sports writing or helping you broadcast for about 17 years now. I've never seen a game end like that. After this play, I'll touch more on that.
Keep between plays and just build off of the ending of that game here. Here's the handoff to Flaker on the right side. Got a bigger hole this time, 45-50, 48-yard line of Assumption. That's going to be good for 10 yards on that carry, and it'll be third and two as they will mark it down now at the 49, not the 48, so pickup of nine.
Well, so it was a situation, excuse me, where I just got there after our game, got there for last play of third quarter. Nash Kretschmar hit his little brother, Finley Kretschmar, 38-yard touchdown strike, and they went for two and got it and tied the game 14-14 as the end of the fourth or third quarter came upon them.
Williams is a man wide open. Badoon at the 25-20, 15-10, five touchdown. Once again, Malise Badoon gets behind the secondary and takes it to the house, and Pacelli is able to score in three plays with the 49-yard touchdown pass, and they retake the lead at 19-14, and they will go for two.
That was a very well-placed pass.
They will not go for two. They bring out the kicking tee instead, and Badoon will attempt the PAT as they bring out the extra blocker instead.
Well, at this point, I mean, it makes sense. If you think about it, you get the one.
Which they do. And that makes the score 20-14. I'm actually a little surprised because now it's a six-point lead, which isn't much better than five.
At but you're
for two, they'd be up by seven.
Yeah, but you're assured a tie game now and puts the pressure on Assumption to execute on the two-point conversion to take a lead. Or kick, which Assumption has not shown they can really kick so far this season.
Well, let's take a quick timeout as the lead exchanges hands once again. Good one here from Woodtrust Bank Field as the scoreboard reads 20-14 in favor of Pacelli.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Joseph Johnson receives the kickoff on the near sideline, works his way back towards the middle of the field from the 20 to the 25, 30, 35, 40, 42, maybe the 45-yard line before he is finally wrestled to the turf. What a nice return that time by Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job snaking his way and weaseling his way through the defense, and that's a lot better return than it was kind of looking at, and that's their best, just about their best field position of the game as the last one took place on the 29 of Pacelli.
So the Royals, first and 10, they'll hand off the dive straight up the middle, and not a lot of running room this time, maybe two to the 47. So we were so rudely interrupted by that touchdown by the Cardinals. We can continue with our story from last week.
So game's tied going into the fourth quarter, and that's what it was, 14-14 fourth quarter. It was late in the regulation, and the Cousas got a punt. They punt, really good kick. Illegal formation, came back. Then the retry, Pioneer Westfield. They block it and recover at the Nakusa 22-yard line.
Second and 8 here from the game between Assumption and Pacelli, and the run straight up the middle by Cornwell crosses midfield to the 47-yard line, a pickup of 6. It'll be third down and 2 for Assumption, now in Pacelli territory.
So then the beauty of it was Pacelli had, or Westfield didn't have much time to go, but they had Nakusa pinned back deep, and they got the ball to the 12-yard or to the, I believe it was 7-yard line with 12 seconds to go. Nakusa called a timeout, dialed up the defense, came to the line, ball was snapped, defense rushed around the corners. They both hit the quarterback, threw a ball, wounded duck, and it was caught by Kretschmeyer of Nakusa, and he rumbled 98 yards for the walk-off pick six.
Cornwell comes off the field a little bit shaken up, so the Royals replace him, and the handoff goes to the 45-yard line on that carry by Gavin Tritz, a 5'10", 155-pound sophomore. And they're going to mark it just shy of the line to gain at the 45-yard line of Pacelli. We'll bring up fourth down and 1.
Want to give him 2? You can't, though.
Nope, I'll give him 1. Even though he gained a yard and 34 inches. Cornwell on the sideline talking to the trainer and athletic director, or trainer over there, I should say. Here's a sneak up the middle. That's going to be a first down for the Royals. Not only did he pick up the first down, he got 3 yards to the 42-yard line. So first and 10, Royals keep that drive alive as they trail it here with 5 minutes to go in quarter number three, 20-14.
So anyways, that when Kretschmar caught that at the 2-yard line, he rumbled 98 yards as time expired. Crossed the goal line. Nakusa wins on a walk-off pick six. I've never seen that before. Insane conclusion. That was so much fun.
There's a handoff off the left side to Tritz once again. He moves it to the 40-yard line for a gain of two. Good news, Cornwell's going back in the ball game. Got himself a little water. And he says, I'm ready to roll, coach. Second and eight at the Pacelli 40-yard line. Royals trying to answer back. Royals scored first here in half number two. And Pacelli went the distance of 56 yards to retake the lead. Royals now at the 40-yard line of Pacelli as the handoff goes to Cornwell. And he's going to probably lose a yard back to the 41. Bringing up third down and a short nine to go, if there is such a thing as a short nine.
In the world of firearms, I believe so. Snub-nose nine, yeah, I think so. Late second quarter, Nakusa's up on top, 14-8 over Mauston.
Second quarter or third?
Or third, excuse me.
I was going to say, because I thought you said earlier a little bit ahead of us.
Late third, yeah. My apologies.
It's okay.
Numbers are hard.
Math is tough. Third down and 9 yards to go. Said that to one of our teachers today. Man comes in motion towards the bottom of the screen. Back to throw.
Pass.
Looking, rolling to his left under some duress. Well, one of the Royals just got face masked to the ground. Flags are flying. And that's going to be a penalty on Pacelli. As big number 54, just we do not have on the roster, just took and threw down one of the Royals.
Parker Verwink.
That could be a 15-yard penalty from where it happened, which was about the 36-yard line of Pacelli.
Mm-hmm. So then that would be technically about a 21-yard penalty. Yeah, 21-yard penalty. If it's a spot foul.
Call it a hold. So they think they're going to mark it off to the 31-yard line.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty from basically the line of scrimmage. And it'll be first and 10 for the Royals. Now at the Pacelli 31. And we are at the 324 mark of quarter number three.
Packers back up on top, 19-14.
Oh my goodness, back and forth they go too.
Yeah, we might be able to catch the second half. We can find a place that has it, Randy.
True. See what the Royals can do here now on first and 10. Getting deeper into the territory of the Cardinals and met at the line of scrimmage for no gain as good penetration by the linebacking core that time. Big number 62, Chase Lyons, 5'11", 285-pound senior, making the stop for no gain.
Bunch of my friends talking about that Packer game and that turf, I guess, is horrible.
Are they playing on a soccer field?
Yeah, but I guess they just put new turf in for it, too.
Well, they do call it football down there.
Yeah.
Just think all the people that went to the game expecting a soccer game when they heard there's Packers are playing football.
That's right.
There's the handoff, fakes it up the middle, go around the left-hand side, and the carry by Steinert himself is
getting 11.
Run out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
There's a Cardinal shaking up on the far sideline.
Man who made the tackle is on his knees and now being tipped over by one of the Cardinal coaching staff. Let's see if he's far enough off the field that they will continue to play. I think so. He looks like he's about 10 yards off the field, maybe. Maybe 7.
Yeah, they're all said, let's play ball.
Onward we go. Wide out to the bottom of the screen for the Royals. That's Trey France, everybody else. And now the Cardinal pops up. That's good to see. That was Porter Boris. And they try the dive. Nice open field tackle made that time by Sean Berna for no gain on that carry. And it'll be second down and 10 from the 20-yard line. 2-2-2 in quarter number three. That's what's left on this clock where Pacelli leads it 20-14. Steinert getting the call from the sideline, runs it back into the huddle, shares it with his teammates, sends one man out wide to the right. Single set back, two in the slot, man in motion to the left. They'll pitch it, fake that pitch to the slot man.
Face mask.
Steinert just got taken down. Three flags fly. It's kind of interesting. Sean Byrne is trying to declare his innocence, but to no avail.
It wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. It was the other guy.
So not much of a discussion. It's just probably where they're going to do this from.
Probably half the distance.
From so the line of scrimmage, right?
Yep.
Well, they'll mark it at the 10-yard line.
Face mask on the Cardinals.
So a 10-yard penalty. And that'll make it first and goal.
Yes, sir.
They laid the sticks down so that nose of the ball is against the 10-yard line. For Assumption. Chance to tie it up here with a score late in quarter number three. To the line are the Royals. Handed off. Quick hitter off the right side. And he was hit pretty quickly at about the eight-yard line was the running back for the Royals. And I think that once again
Johnson.
Was Stritz. Or was it Johnson?
It was Johnson.
Okay.
Couple-yard pickup for the Royals.
We'll say plus two on that carry. Second and goal. Now from the eight-yard line. Buck 18 still to go.
That breeze has shifted to a little bit northeast now. She's a little bit nippy.
Mm-hmm. And again, next week we're talking temperatures maybe 30 degrees warmer than we're at right now.
Yeah. It'll be warm for that home opener, Packers-Colts.
Johnson in motion. They pitch it to him around the right side. He's got blockers in front of him. He's hit at the five, and he gets knocked down right there after a gain of three.
There's a flag. Might be a late hit.
Fans, I think, are saying the late hit on Steinert, and some of the fans are saying it's about time they call that penalty as Porter Boris is going to now leave the field as the one who I think did make that late hit.
Probably a half the distance to the goal from the end of the run.
Will they make it an automatic first down?
Yes, that would be if it's personal foul roughing the passer.
So the ball's at the 2.5-yard line with the penalty. The down marker says second and goal.
That should be first.
I would think so as well. Steinert under center.
Should be false start.
Yep. Cornwell was going to get that handoff and got going just a little quick.
Nope.
Motion against the Royals.
And they'll move it back to the 7-yard line. The head linesman has not changed it. It still says second goal. And if he's not looking at it, or it really is, I guess we'll have to wait to see. Royals break the huddle as we're now down to 30 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Steinert rolls to his left. He's got a little bit of blocking out there. He pitches it late. Gets it on the corner. Gets to the 1-yard line, I believe, before knocked out of bounds was Kalen Ott. He did not reach the pylon. He was stretching for it. And let's see where
I think
they're
putting it at the one. So yep, they're putting it to the one.
Gain of six on that carry. They are going to call it third and goal. So they did not give them that down back when they are automatic first down on the penalty.
Which it's weird.
It is. Have to check on that one. It'd be interesting to find out. Clock stopped at 16 seconds as he was knocked out of bounds. Send a man in motion to the right side, and oh no, the Royals moved quick. I think the left side got going.
Offsides no. Defense.
Oh. He pointed at Pacelli. I thought the left side moved, but maybe that's because the Cardinals were offside, so it'll be Another penalty of
about a yard.
Got to have to say a yard, right? And it'll be third and goal from the one yet.
The results in the half the distance of the goal line, so just a couple inch penalty.
Look at that. Football. There is not much room between the ball and the goal line.
Just fall forward, Randy.
Please, get forward, right?
And that is all she wrote for the third quarter.
They didn't get it off, so they're going to go to the other end of the field. So everybody that's sitting down in the south end zone, very disappointed, as the ball will move 99 yards the other way. And we have come to the end of quarter number three, a very entertaining third quarter, where Pacelli leads it by the score of 20-14. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with the exciting fourth quarter of this ball game right after this.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So they have now switched ends of the field, and the Royals hurry to the line of scrimmage, inches away from tying this ball game up. And the quarterback sneak forward, falls in. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, but
there's a flag.
Hold everything.
Yep, helping the runner. What I saw was Cornwell. He came up from behind when Steiner took the snap to go in. He pretty much hugged him and helped push him. And he can't do that.
You can in professional football, just but can't at this level.
No, not at this level.
So another penalty. This 14. Now it's a third and goal from the five.
And I get it, it's a safety thing. I mean, it's adding an extra body into a pile that could cause harm. I do understand that to a point, but at the same time, I wish that they would call the game about the same at every level.
That's one of the arguments you've got, the different rules at the different levels. And they were talking about at one point getting rid of the Jalen Hurts push. The Eagles kind of perfecting that last year.
Yep, the old tush push.
There's a handoff off the left side, up ahead to about the 3 yard line. So it'll be fourth and goal now. As Riley gets himself maybe 3 yards down to the 2.
Yeah, I think that's where they're spotting it. Yep, no, it was right on the 2.
So will the 16th play of the drive result in a tie ball game?
Boy, I hope so.
We're
for the Royals.
Tonight. Yeah, had just inches to go.
I mean, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot. Figuratively.
Chelsea's had a few penalties down here, as have the Royals.
Yeah, maybe they can get a first down penalty here.
Under center is Steiner. And he'll give it off the left side. And touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. I believe it was Cornwell getting it into the end zone from 2 yards out. And they tied things up here in quarter number four with 11 minutes and 14 seconds still remaining to be played. Here from Southwood County Stadium.
All right. Now, that was why Pacelli did what they did. Because now you put the pressure on an Assumption to have to execute. But now, seeing as they did, now Pacelli's going to have to go down, and if they score, they're going to have to go for two and make it. Assuming Assumption, they make it.
And
fumble.
Fumbling it. Steinert fumbled it. He tried to pitch it backwards. The ball's still loose. Chelly's on top. Two-point conversion is no good. And the scoreboard reads, Assumption 20, Pacelli 20. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We're back with more from Wisconsin Rapids right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. Or if you don't scrub that kitchen floor.
Somewhere back here. Field as the Royals answer the touchdown by Pacelli. And the scoreboard now tied at 20 as that was a 13-play, 55-yard drive. And now set to do the kicking is Quan Tran. They've had a couple of little pooch kicks. One they recovered, one they almost got to. Let's see what Quan decides to do on this one. And he's going to kind of bounce along the ground again, and flags fly. I think the Royals
offside
got across the line before. And they stop it immediately.
Motion penalty against the Royals.
Which is another one of those unique penalties. You think they'd let it play on, because what if he picks it up and goes the distance? They just don't allow him to do it.
Well, it's like the free play. You get the free play in pros. You don't get that in high school, college.
Yep. Yep.
But then you get the unabated to the quarterback in the pros. And we've seen Aaron Rodgers pout enough on those when they blow the play dead. When he says, no, it should be still going. I had a free pass, a free play. I mean, we've seen that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
you know, on the other hand, if he gets hit hard and gets hurt, then he'd be upset, too, that they allowed it to go on.
When isn't he upset?
That's true.
And don't get me wrong, I appreciate everything he's done for Green Bay, but, man.
And the kick goes out of bounds. This one will be at the 41-yard line, so I'm kind of assuming that Pacelli will take it there. They're still waiting. But I think that will be an easy decision. Now, the ball went out of bounds at the 41, and they're at the 45. That's not something I understand.
I'm not even going to try.
So first and 10, I guess, from the Pacelli 45-yard line. And the handoff, left side, Flaker. Trying to turn the corner midfield, and be knocked down hard by Joseph Johnson at the Assumption 46-yard line. Pickup of 9 on that carry.
Getting up slow. That was a hard hit. It was clean hit and hard hit. The young man's all right. He's walking pretty slow, Randy.
He really got hit hard, didn't he? He's going to go to the sideline now. As they bring in a substitute for him. Maximus Nelson, a 5'10", 150-pound sophomore, going to join the backfield with Jake Williams.
That was just his third carry of the second half, so he obviously Pacelli hasn't had the ball much, but not much action for him.
That was only their fourth play of the second half. Royals have really dominated possession.
Pass.
Looking downfield, see if the Badoon can get behind him. Oh, nice defense, and they're going to call interference.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that was a bad call, personally. I thought he was playing the ball well, and I didn't see contact. I saw contact when the ball was in the guy's hands. But
Johnson's pleading his case as well. It was a pretty bang-bang play, that's for sure. But it's not where the foul occurs. It's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, we'll say that. We've had a few head scratchers thus far. It's probably rules that we're not aware of that they have enforced. Ball go all the way to the Assumption 31-yard line on the pass interference. So first and 10 now for the Cardinals as they are trying to respond as we're under 10 and a half minutes to play on a cool, crisp, beautiful Friday night in central Wisconsin. And we got a good one going for you.
Middle fourth quarter, Nakusa pulling away 22-8 over Mauston.
Flaker back in the ball game. He's running hard as always. 30, 25, 24-yard line.
Seven.
Just like that, he picks up 7 quick yards, second down and 3.
Right flanker with carry.
So good to see him back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Never want to see anybody from either team injured, that's for sure. Chelly breaking the huddle. And they will send one wide out this time to the left. Two in the backfield behind Jake Williams, the sophomore quarterback. We'll give it on the counter to the right-hand side. Got some running room as Eric Ranke is heading inside the 10 and finally brought down, but not before he gets to the 9-yard line, and we've got a Royal down there at the 9-yard line. So a pickup of 15 yards on that carry. And it'll be first and goal for Pacelli from the 9 as they tend to the injured Royal. Gives us a chance to talk to you about the fall approaching. Why not head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club? Paul's got the course in beautiful shape. After the rounding, stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked menu treats. Homestead located just 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. Make sure you say hi to Jamie and the entire gang from all of us at WIRI. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring you the high school's football season this year. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB, Convention Visitors Bureau, that is. Appreciate all the support of our local businesses. We can bring you these games. Give us a holler at 715-424-1300 weekdays. If your business would love to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. You can also listen on the Civic Media app. Badgers tomorrow will be on our sister station, AM 1320 WFHR. The pregame programming begins at 12:30. They play host to the Coyotes of South Dakota, who were victorious in their opener, defeating Northern State, a Division II school out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. And they had an easy time of it, 45-3. Let's see if the Badgers can improve to 2-0, as they had a real scuffle last week with Western Michigan, but were able to prevail as the injured Royal now up and walking off on his own.
Wiley Cornwell.
Not good news if it would be anything serious. He's kind of shaking off his left arm right now. He's got a little bit of a stinger maybe in that left shoulder.
No, that was the one he hurt earlier in the game, too. Speaking of earlier in the game, it's halftime down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and it is 19-17 Packers. Eagles kicked a field goal just as time expired. So we will see what that second half brings. As the Eagles get the ball, I believe.
Well, Pacelli gives it to Bryce Flaker as he probes the left side, gets inside the 5, down to about the 3, maybe the 2-yard line. So he is able to pick up 7 yards. They will say the 2-yard line where it'll be second and goal. Cardinals and Royals knotted at 20s with 9:20 remaining in the ballgame.
Now this is a big sequence. Pacelli scores. Do they go for 1? Do they go for 2? What do you do? Because Assumption, they've been able to grind down the clock, move the ball. They score a touchdown. And let's just say they just get the touchdown, 6 points. Do they go for 2 in the win? What do you do?
Well, Pacelli, I think, just got themselves
a
touchdown, and they did on the handoff up the middle to Eric Ranke from 2 yards out, and there's your 6-point lead for the Cardinals. I think they're gonna kick because that makes it 7, and then if they stop the Royals, if they do score a touchdown, they would win it by 1.
Yeah. So,
Ranke, of course, the young man who also holds for Mr. Badoon. And he is holding the tee in hand, so they will go for the 1-point PAT.
Do you think if Malise Badoon tells a joke, they go Badoon?
Oh, I think so. Ball snapped. The lines are down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And with 8:58 to go in quarter number four, Cardinals back on top by seven. As we step out, you're listening to WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's the kickoff, comes down at the 25-yard line. One hops and picked up there at the 25 up to the 30, maybe the 31-yard line by Kalen Ott as he came to the near side. And it'll be first and 10 for the Royals. Both teams have had the ball twice here in the second half, and both teams have scored a touchdown in their possessions. The Cardinals had only three plays on their first possession before they were able to score from 49 yards out. And then in this last possession, six plays, 55 yards before Reinke took it in from 2 yards away.
Late fourth quarter up in Schofield. Everest pulling away from Rapids 34-6.
Close for a while.
Oh, yeah. They play close.
There's a handoff on the dive on the near sideline for a yard. And it'll be to the 32-yard line. Cornwell gets up a little bit slowly, but he gets up nonetheless. Second down and 9 for the Royals. Wiley's going to come off for a little bit once again. That's a nice round of applause from the Royal faithful over here. He's shaking off that left arm again, trying to get a little feeling in it.
Wondering if it might have halfway popped out earlier in the game the way that the trainer was looking at it.
Trey France on the top of the screen. Johnson in motion. Fake the dive. Steiner's got it. He's going to keep it. Going to be hit and knocked down at the 38-yard line. Not before he's able to pick up 6 yards on that carry. And it'll be third down and 3 from the 38 of Assumption. And the Pacelli student body across the way, starting to make a little noise over there, encouraging their classmates to get a stop here. Big drive, right? 7:38 to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're in four down territory yet, but it's getting close.
Depends on how many yards they pick up on this play right here as they'll pitch it around the left-hand side to Ott as he's at back at the 35. Now the 40, 45-50, and he steps out of bounds in Pacelli territory, or they're going to say just shy of the 50-yard line. But it's going to be enough for a Royal first down on a pickup of 12 yards on that carry, as he was able to speed through that opening. And the Royals with the no decision to be made.
Yeah, get to keep eating up that clock. This might come down to the last. And Randy, that's what I've been talking about all week. I wrote it in my article previewing this week on Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports. I wrote about that. I talked on the radio with James about it. This one's shaping up to be another classic between these teams.
Here's the fake pitch. Steinert rolls out to his
away,
right.
Get away, get away, get away. Fumble.
And Pacelli might get on top of this. I think they do. Still bouncing free, and they cover it at the 30-yard line as they were able to strip the ball from Steinert as Porter Boris caught him from behind, knocked the ball free. And they'll mark it at the 31-yard line of the Royals, first and 10 for Pacelli.